Hate hoax, Texas A&M police say racist notes were left by student who reported them. By Tom Sicata on July 12, 2020. Police officers at Texas A&M University announced this week that an alleged racial hate crime was actually a hoax perpetrated by the crime's supposed victim. Isaiah Martin, a senior at the university, told police in June that he found racist notes on the hood of his car. According to a local news report, the Texas A&M Police Department announced on Thursday that a recent alleged hate crime was actually perpetrated by the student who reported the incident to police. Martin had told police that he found three racist notes on the hood of his car in June. Campus police claim that Texas A&M senior Isaiah Martin was caught on a campus surveillance camera placing the notes onto the hood of his car. After placing the notes, Martin reportedly stepped back from the car and took pictures of the notes. Martin immediately walks to the passenger side of his vehicle, but does not open any doors. Martin is seen toward the front of his vehicle. A brief white speck is seen from about mid-torso of Martin moving toward his vehicle. Another white speck is seen near his chest area. Martin is then seen stepping back and onto the sidewalk in front of his vehicle, most likely taking photos and videos. He then approaches his vehicle again on the passenger side and remains there for a few moments. He is then seen walking around the front of his vehicle. Martin then enters the driver's door and drives away a few moments later. The total time spent at his vehicle is 1 minute, 15 seconds. Martin denies the accusation that he placed the racist notes on the hood of his car. He claimed that he stopped cooperating with the campus police officers' investigation after they became suspicious that Martin had placed the notes himself. I'm in a predicament where the topic of the case was let's find out who did this to them pointing the finger at me, Martin wrote on Twitter. In the end, I stopped talking to them because it seemed they were more interested in me getting the blame for this hate crime instead of finding the actual person who did it. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.